I share the class of the book of Daniel. In the NYTS curriculum, each year we have a theme, and then we basically will cover about five main class. The first is a base belief. So in this 4-year curriculum, we will cover the base, 10 base belief through the base belief class. So this year, we learn foot washing, because this is how we imitate Jesus to serve others, even like a servant, a humble servant to serve his disciple. Even though he is the master, he is the Lord. And then we learn the, we have a biblical knowledge. So we have a focus on the wisdom, spiritual wisdom. So this year we learn ecclesiastic. We also have a class for evangelism. So book of Jeremiah, the class will tell us how to be trained and equipped as a prophet. So from our mindset, we have to be ready, say we want to deliver the message which we receive from the Lord, and then we go out to preach. Even though the environment may be unfriendly, but we have to say, just like Jeremiah, how he received the courage to proclaim the warning to the entire nation. We also have a class related to pastoral work. So this year, we also will class for beside the Jeremiah, we have a 1 Corinthians. It related to our church pastoral event. You know, from 1 Corinthians, the church in Corinth, we can see so many issues, right? So likewise, in the church, we may have also encountered different problems. But how are we going to deal with that? And then, but at the same time, we know the truth. We can hold on the principle of truth. We also learn the class for the spiritual virtue. So Book of Daniel is going to focus on this spiritual virtue. Prophet Daniel, he demonstrated to us how he purposed his life, and he actually become a righteous man. In the entire book, also from the Old Testament, we cannot really find any fault or so-called disadvantage from Daniel. He is so perfect. So that's why Ezekiel, Prophet Ezekiel, is a contemporary of Daniel. He just emphasized Daniel is righteous. He is a righteous man. Okay, so this is the curriculum we have in this year. So we will spend 8 hours for a book of Daniel. So please, for next slide, please. Introduction. The introduction. Daniel. The name. Its meaning is, God is my judge. God is my judge. So we have to understand what the meaning of name actually revealed what he is going to say. This is a name carry the meaning. Okay, so this book, the book of Daniel, is a record of life and the prophetic revelation given to Daniel. So in this book, we learn his life and all the revelations God gave to him, which related to not only at that time, in the time of Daniel, but also a lot of portion related to the time of end, the end. So this is a prophetic book. So that's why in our current Old Testament, Daniel has been put into the major prophet in that section. So we have five major prophet books, right? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, right? But Lamentation in between. Okay, so five books considered as major prophet. Okay. And Daniel, next. He is a captive Jew carried off to Babylon in 605 BC. So the record of the event extends to the third year of the Cyrus, which is the year 536 BC. So if we look at the Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, let's turn to this verse. Daniel 1 verse 4. Actually, this is verse 1. I make a mistake. Verse one. Can Sister Joanna, can you read? Okay, thank you. So actually, Daniel, he is one of the captive at this event. And we can check the year, actually about 605 or 606 BC. He was one of the captives. And then chapter 10 verse 1, turn to chapter 10 verse 1. Chapter 10 verse 1. Brother Jasper. Thank you. So in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia. So this is about 536 BC already. So you can see 70 years. And when he was captive, he was a teenager, actually. A young man. But at the end, or in the chapter 10, he is an old man. You can calculate his age. Basically, almost 90 years old. Okay, so next, please. Daniel, he is a contemporary of Ezekiel and Jeremiah in Jerusalem when the captivity occurred in Jerusalem. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, please read. 2 Chronicles 36 verse 6 and 7. It is the same verse with Daniel chapter 1 verse 2. Let's turn to this verse. 2 Chronicles 2. 2 Chronicles 36 verse 6 and 7. 36, verse 6 and 7. Let's read from verse 5 to 7. Can Sister Ruth, can you read? Ruth. So, this event, actually, Nebuchadnezzar also carried off some of the articles, including the men, the young men. So the nobleman was captive there. So, Jeremiah actually is older, and then Daniel. And Ezekiel, he was called to be a prophet when he was in Babylon. So Daniel should be older than Ezekiel. But when Ezekiel was called to be a prophet, in his book, in Ezekiel chapter 14, let's turn to Ezekiel 14. Ezekiel 14, verse 14. Ezekiel 14, 14. The message in this chapter talking about the judgment on persistent unfaithfulness. So, he mentioned about the God will judge his people. In verse 14, Brother Guanlin, can you read? Amen. So Ezekiel confirmed the existence of Daniel and proclaimed he was a righteous man. Repeated message in verse 20. Also in chapter 28, turn to this verse, 28 verse 3. 28:3. See here, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you. It's talking about from verse 1, you can see, the word of the Lord came to me again, saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, let's say the Lord God. So, we know Ezekiel 28 is a message we can take as a reference how Satan fallen to like an adversary of the Lord. So this prince of Tyre, here in verse 3 say, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you. So you can see Daniel, he is a wise man, a righteous man. This is how Ezekiel mentioned about him. Okay, so this is about Daniel's background. Next, please. Next slide, please. The book of Daniel. So the author that we believe is the work of Daniel. Because from chapter 8 verse 1, you can see how Daniel used the first person to describe what he received. Also in chapter 12, We can see, especially in the second half of the book of Daniel, we often see how he used the first person to describe all the event, the message, the visions, or the dreams he had. Okay, so this is his work. We believe so. And Jesus, Lord Jesus, attributes the book authorship to Daniel, because in Matthew 24, Jesus called Daniel a prophet. Turn to Matthew 24. When Jesus mentioned about the end of the time, he prophesied what is going to happen in Jerusalem, especially in the temple. So 24 verse 15. Can sister, there's a sister called Angela, so many Angela Lin. 24:15, please. Okay. So this is called the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place. You see, you observe it and you know the time is near. So this is the abomination of desolation is mentioned in Daniel chapter 11, chapter 9. You know, it all from the book of Daniel, the prophet. This is how Jesus confirmed Daniel, this person. However, in the third century, a philosopher called Porphyry. This scholar, he is the first one to question the 6th century BC dating and the authorship of Daniel. Because in the Old Testament time, especially in the among the Jews, no one questioned about Daniel is the author of the book of Daniel. But he is the one first to question it. Is it true? Is it possible that a man can foresee about 300 or 400 years event in advance? Could it be possible? So this guy, he considered, no, the book of Daniel maybe was written by someone in the much late time, but put on his name, Daniel. So they come up with a different thought. It's just triggered so many people. Oh, yes, they consider, wow, this is a different view. But at that time, actually, in the third century, not too many people paid attention to what he said, because people believe, especially for the Jew, they believe Daniel is righteous. No question about that. Next, please. So Porphyry was followed by critics in the 17th century. About 1,000 years later, some Christians who proclaimed Daniel was written in the Maccabean period. So this is in between Old Testament and the New Testament. So new theories say, oh, this book has been written in about 1600, because the Maccabean kingdom, actually between 200 BC to about before the Roman Empire, actually. So this is about 200 years of a period. So they said, this is my some Jews. We don't know the name, but someone write it, but put the name of Daniel. Because in Book of Daniel, there are so precise historical accuracy. In chapter 8 of Daniel, it mentioned about the kingdom of Persia, the kingdom of the Greek, you know. All the name has been so accurately mentioned. But if Daniel, he was a man in about 6th century BC, could it be possible? So that's why they just could not make it, and then they come up with this new theory that, yeah, this is someone write much later, but use some historical event to make an encouragement for the chosen people of God. So what happened? What is the thought behind of the new theory? So the denial of the authorship and the dating of Daniel is based on an evil heart of unbelief, actually. So this is in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. The book of Hebrews encourages us, take heed, brethren. Be careful. Don't let an evil heart of unbelief, then our heart could be hardened. We just cannot believe what the Bible tells us. We just try to doubt or question some historical event, which is a mirror to our life. So we have to take the lesson. However, they have a rejection of detailed prophecy. Daniel actually has been put into the Old Testament, where in the Old Testament Daniel has been put into as a canon already, 正典. So people, they reject it. This is not a scripture from the God. They reject this detailed prophecy, rejection of miracles, deny God and His omniscience. Because for our human logic, seems it's so weird to prophesy accurate name, time, or everything, including the history of the kingdom, right? But if God, Almighty God, everything is possible. The problem is, do we believe? If we do, and then no problem at all, right? This is how God wanted to reveal His secret to someone, and then for those who believe, they will learn the lesson, and then they will be careful to praise this Almighty God. So the kingdom will be praised. Okay, so this denial of authorship actually come out from this evil heart of unbelief. Next, please. And the purpose of the book, Daniel demonstrates God's complete control and the comprehension over time and nations. So history actually is in the hand of God. God is the optimal ruler of the human being. So God directs the earthly kingdom. So one after another, the king actually was appointed by God to take control, because the kingdom must be going according to God's will. So by giving detailed prophecy about the succession of kingdoms and rulers, this book demonstrates who is true God, who is the real king of the nations. So Daniel foretells the eventual establishment of Messiah kingdom. So when we read Book of Daniel, we are not going to just learn the history. No? This is not just a knowledge, but we have to see how God prepared the kingdom of God through His chosen people, and eventually we will see this kingdom of God, which is in heaven, heavenly kingdom, will overthrow the kingdoms of this world. We will see it in Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7. Okay. So this is the purpose of the Daniel. We have to see the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Jesus Christ in this book. Next, please. The underlying message in Daniel is God is in control. The nations are subject to the will of God, not the will of man. God will preserve His people through trouble. Even though, just like a King Jehoiakim, he was captive to Babylon. This is out of God's will. So God's special gave to the King Nebuchadnezzar the articles from the temple. So he just like a tool, you know, to move those articles to Babylon to be preserved there. And at the end, at the appointed time, then all the articles were returned. So by revealing specifics of his plan, God prepared and encouraged his people for the future. So we can see how Book of Daniel cited the message from Prophet Jeremiah about the 70 years of captivity. Then it's time to return. So actually Daniel, he also witnessed how the King Cyrus gave the decree all the Israelites, all the Jews can return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. So how he see the entire history of captivity, 70 years, according to Jeremiah, fulfilled. This promise of God has been fulfilled. Okay, so this book also talking about how we should prepare for the end time. It's a very important book. Next, please. So Daniel lays the groundwork for the return of Jesus Christ. So detailing the event that will take place in the end of days. So when we see history, we prepare ourselves for the future. That's why we learn the scriptures. So Daniel is the foundation for the book of Revelation in New Testament. The Revelation is the completion of the plan, salvation plan, first revealed to Daniel, and then finally complete by Apostle John. So that's why at the end of the Revelation, the prophet said, the prophecy has been complete. So no one can add any more revelation. So no new message can be added into the Holy Bible. So we some people call the Book of Daniel is the revelation in the Old Testament. So when we read the Book of Daniel, some message we can relate to Book of Revelation. Okay, so we will go through my chapters, so we will see. Okay, next please. Some unique features of the Book of Daniel. It's very important. We have to know it. Daniel has more records about the tribulation and the Antichrist than any other Old Testament books. The tribulation, this is just a story. Almost all the kids, they learn the story of Daniel, right? How the three friends has been put into the fiery furnace, and how Daniel was put into the den of lions. People can sing hymns. So the tribulation, and someone who came to against the kingdom, but was given power and authority to do so. Sometimes the message may seem conflict to each other, but actually this is how God prepared his people. Make them to understand actually God in control. God take care of his people. In trouble, but no worry. God will deliver them out of the trouble. We will see in the chapters. Daniel also is the only Old Testament occurrence of the Hebrew term Messiah. Messiah is anointed one. The real Hebrew Messiah in Daniel chapter 9, verse 25 to 26. This is the only term in Hebrew save the anointed, the Messiah. In Greek, it's Christ, the anointed one. So this is the only verse talking about Messiah in Hebrew. Okay? In chapter 9, we will see. Next, please. Daniel is also the only Old Testament book to mention angels by name. So in Daniel, we see the angel called Gabriel, the angel called Michael, right? You cannot find any other angel name in the Old Testament books. And this is also the reason why the philosopher questioned the authorship of Daniel. Because in the time of between the New Testament and Old Testament, there are so many books mention about the name of angels. So that's why we relate it to the book of Daniel. Maybe this book been written in that period of time. But it's not a case, actually. So Gabriel, who interpreted visions for Daniel in chapter 8, chapter 9, and later he also announced the Christ's birth to Mary, right? In Luke chapter 1. So Gabriel, the angel name. Next, please. The angel called Michael, right? The archangel is seen here and elsewhere in the scripture. He is a spiritual warrior and the defender of believers. So in chapter 10, chapter 12, book of Jude and Revelation, we all see the angel Michael. Okay, so especially in chapter 10, we will see it. Okay, so this is a unique feature of Daniel. Next. The book Daniel was written in Hebrew and Aramaic. The section from chapter 2, verse 4 to end of the chapter 7 actually was written in Aramaic, concerning about Gentiles. And then the rest of the book concerning the Israel was written in Hebrew. So, two languages in this book. Okay? We go through the structure of Daniel. The structure. So we analyze the whole book from chapter 1 to chapter 6. The first section, the first part. From chapter 1 to chapter 4, all the event occurred in the king of Nebuchadnezzar. Because each chapter, it mentioned about the king, the event, the historical event. From chapter 5, it's Belshazzar, the king, the last king of Babylon. And chapter 6 is the new kingdom, the Persia. So Darius. And the second law is the language. So chapter 1 in Hebrew, from 2 verse 4 to end of 7 is in Aramaic, of Babylonians. And from chapter 1 to chapter 6 is an orderly historical event. So the first chapter and the sixth chapter, the chapter six, the time is actually is from 606 to about 539 BC. It's about 70 years period. And in this, the first part, Daniel interpret dreams and writings for kings. So the main character in first part is Daniel. The theme, the main theme of the each chapter for the first section is the chapter one, talking about holiness. How Daniel and his three friends purpose in their heart not to be defiled by the king's delicacy and the wine, right? And his drink. This youth, they want to keep their purity, holiness. Chapter 2, talking about dreams of Nebuchadnezzar. This is a mystery. And actually, this is how God revealed the human kingdoms to the king, Nebuchadnezzar. But to the king, it's a secret. After Daniel interpret the dream and he get it, but in chapter 3, we can see how the king, his heart was proud of his accomplishment. We will see how he make a golden image. He wanted to imitate or the modified what God has designed about the history. He wanted to overturn, override it. This is how he wanted to be the great king forever. But actually, this is show the heart of man. You know, everyone in the throne with authority want to reign forever, but it's in vain. No one can do that. Okay, so chapter 3, we will see how three friends of Daniel have faith. And in chapter 4, it's called humility. How God humbling the king. In chapter 5, God rules. So God wait the king of Belshazzar, right? And then the kingdom perish, a new kingdom arise. In chapter 6, we can see what is so-called perseverance. How Daniel insisted his good habit and fear God continue in all his life of prayer. If we analyze the entire book, we will see the chapter 1 basically is the introduction. Chapter 2, parallel to chapter 7. So the dream of Nebuchadnezzar is parallel to the vision of Daniel in chapter 7. Chapter 3, parallel to chapter 6. This two types of refuse to do things. They all been persecuted, but they are all delivered by the Lord. Okay, so chapter 3 parallel to chapter 6, and chapter 4, chapter 5 parallel to each other. Two kings. How the king, these two kings, proud of themselves, and then God disciplined them. Okay, so this is the first part. Next. From chapter 7 to chapter 12. This is not in historical order, but focus on prophecies. So basically, there are four visions in this second part. Chapter 7 to chapter 8. And chapter 8, the king Belshazzar reign. Chapter 9 is in the king of Darius. Chapter 10 to chapter 12, Cyrus. Okay, so focus on prophecy, angel interpret dreams and vision for Daniel, because this is what Daniel received. He saw the vision, and angel Gabriel interpret for him. So chapter 7 talking about four beasts. Four beasts. Chapter 8, another vision about ram and goat. Chapter 9, the third vision about 70 weeks. 70 weeks. Chapter 10 to chapter 12, this is the fourth vision. The fourth vision of Daniel. Chapter 10, we can see a scripture of truth, a special book. And chapter 11, talking about kings of south and north. It details how the kingdom of men proceed and how they conquer to each other. And chapter 12, the time of the end. So we prepare ourselves. So actually, the teaching, chapter 7, kingdom of the saints. It's a contrary to the kingdom of the earth. And in chapter 8, about two historical kingdoms, Persia and the Greek. Chapter 9, Daniel's prayer and the vision. How Daniel fast and pray, right? And chapter 10, we learn Daniel, he is a man greatly beloved. So the angel came and give him the wisdom and the skill understanding. And chapter 11, this is a vile king, a vile person, being a great king, come to defile the temple of God. And in chapter 12, at the end, he said, we must be purified and be wise. Be wise. So this is just the structure of Daniel. We will continue in the class in the afternoon. Okay. So this is the end of this class. Let's kneel down and pray together to give thanks to God and prepare ourselves for the afternoon or the class and the event. Let's pray together.